great enough to be of geological significance, we expected to unearth a quite unprecedented amount of material, especially in the pre-Cambrian strata, of which so narrow a range of Antarctic specimens had previously been secured. We wished also to obtain, as great as possible, a variety of the upper fossiliferous rocks, since the primal life history of this bleak realm of ice and death is of the highest importance to our knowledge of the Earth's past. That the Antarctic continent was once temperate and even tropical, with a teeming vegetable and animal life of which the lichens, marine fauna, arachnida and penguins of the northern edge are the only survivals, is a matter of common information, and we hope to expand that information in variety, accuracy and detail. When a simple boring revealed fossiliferous signs, we would enlarge the aperture by blasting in order to get specimens of suitable size and condition. Our borings of varying depth, according to the promise held out by the upper soil or rock, were to be confined to exposed or nearly exposed land surfaces. These inevitably being slopes and ridges because of the mile or 2 mile thickness of solid ice overlaying the lower levels.